I have some sad news that I must share with you today. Statement of the Missionaries of the Precious Blood, Kansas City Province, concerning allegation of misconduct. Recently, Father Joseph Nassel, CPPS, Provincial Director of the Kansas City Province of the Missionaries of the Precious Blood, received an allegation concerning Father Michael Good, CPPS, of inappropriate behavior involving a minor when he served in the Diocese of San Angelo, Texas, in the early 1980s. As prescribed by the policies governing both the diocese and religious orders, Father Nassel reported the allegation to the Independent Review Board for the Diocese of Kansas City-St. Joseph and the Independent Review Board for the Kansas City Province. The review boards recommended that the Precious Blood community hire an independent special auditor to investigate the allegation. The special auditor presented his report to the independent review boards on November 5th, 2014. After reviewing the report from the special auditor jointly, the facts of the case were difficult to determine after more than 30 years. But the two review boards decided to err on the side of caution and recommended that Father Good be removed from ministry. Father Good has been serving at St. Anthony Parish in Kansas City, Missouri since June 2013. Previously, Father Good served at Sacred Heart Our Lady of Guadalupe Parish in Kansas City from 2007 to 2013. The Missionaries of the Precious Blood are unaware of any other allegations concerning Father Good. As a religious community committed to reconciliation, the Missionaries of the Precious Blood pray for all those affected by this tragedy as we seek healing and hope. Here at St. Anthony's, all of us on our staff are shocked and saddened to hear this news. Father Mike has worked for us with a spirit of professionalism, charity, and enthusiasm. He has been our minister and our friend. Father Mike wants you to know about his sorrow and the gratitude he has for all of you. We all regret he has to leave under these circumstances. Here at St. Anthony's, we follow the diocesan guidelines for protecting God's children. We offer classes every year, contact information for the diocesan ombudsman and victims advocate is on the cover of the parish bulletin every week. We encourage calls to the state hotline and to local law enforcement. The entire Catholic community is committed to providing a safe environment for children. By its nature, a church should be a safe place, a holy place. Before a Catholic church building is open to the public, there is a formal ceremony to dedicate it. When we gather inside, the very building reminds us that we too must be holy in all our actions. Today we recall the dedication of the Lateran Basilica, the Cathedral of Rome, the Mother Church of the world. It is a place of great beauty and of nearly constant prayer. When Jesus walked into the Temple of Jerusalem at the beginning of his career in John's Gospel, he called the building his Father's house. It was a place set aside for divine worship. So is the Cathedral of Rome, so is our cathedral, and so is this church. Let us pray that God will fill each heart with all we need to make our lives worthy of the church we call home.